Alright guys, so welcome to the Pia Alpha Music Podcast. This is your host, Pablo Yerviz Vargas. Thank you so much for tuning in to the podcast. And you are listening to the podcast on YouTube, Rumble and Bitcher, you know what to do. Make sure you subscribe. If you listen to the podcast at Anchor.fm and other music distribution platforms, just make sure that you can share with your friends, and with a simple play, you will help the podcast. Today's episode is 150 from the Pia Alpha Music Podcast. This is your host, Pablo Yerviz Vargas, like I said. Today's topic, we go back to manhood. How to be a man from boy. And I'm going to tackle a couple things that is going to be more focused on the inner game of the man, right? Now, let's just define a couple things regarding this topic. If you look in Google about these things, man, you will receive a lot of negative coverage. A lot of it, just putting men down, putting a man as as something that is less. It's not a good place to look for information. But I managed to just go through the leaves and find the key. Let me just go with some of the traits that can just differentiate you. I need to work on that word. From being a boy and being a man. The first one I'm going to just take out of the plate. You have to detach yourself from your mom and come more aligned with your father. Detach yourself from your mom and become more aligned with your father. Why is that? Your mom cannot teach you how to be a man. Your mom will be the one that always going to keep you as a boy. Okay? Always. Why is that? Because that's the woman nature. Woman nature is to make sure that their boy is a boy forever. That's the little boy. Right? And I think Jordan Peterson talked about this. When kids or guys go to 30 years old and they're still living with mama, mama's still giving them milk with cookies in the basement. They're not helping them just move around the world, right? Because they don't have that skill, natural skill. Because their natural skill is nurturing. So they're going to nurture them. They're going to protect them, right? First one, detach yourself from your mom and become more aligned with your father. If your father was an a-hole, right? Look any other male figure, that is good. I'm not talking about gangsters. I'm not talking about people in the street. I'm not talking about lazy people. I'm talking people that can be a good model for you, okay? And try to follow that model. And then from that, become a leader. Next one, stop being scared. You have to be brave, right? And that means that you have to stand for something. And you might be the only one standing for something, but that's okay, right? When we were kids, we were always scared, but there's no time for that now. It's time to just buckle up, be ready to confront life, right, and move forward. Okay, next one is avoid pointless fighting, and this is very important. Ego can be a problem to us. We in the street, someone just give us a dirty look, and we just want to confront people. We cannot do that. Kids do that. Kids cannot control their emotions. Boys cannot control emotions. They just want to fight everybody. No. It's time to control your emotions. Avoid pointless fighting. There's no need to just fight fights that are not. You have to select your battle, basically. Make sure you select your battle. Make sure you know when it's appropriate. But avoid pointless fighting. There's no time for that, okay? Next one is take care of yourself. And this means grooming. I mean shaving. Make sure everything is clean down there. Make sure you take showers. Make sure you smell clean. Make sure that, you dress clean as well, right? All these things really, really, really will separate you from a boy from men. Because when you're a boy, you go outside, you get dirty and all that stuff, right? And you just, you don't care about being clean, right? But when you become a man, right, things are now different, right? Now you have to take responsibility for yourself and make sure that all these things are then taken care of. If you don't take care of yourself, you're not clean, you can get sick. You don't want to get sick, right? Exactly. Take care of yourself. Next one, never assume you are great at sex. Never assume you are great at sex. Why is that? Because it's like everything, it is a skill, okay? It's always space to improvement. And from my experience, the first one you have to use is you have to have self-control, right? This is, and this goes contradictory to the skill, but self-control is a very important skill. Because when you are in that moment of action, right, you want to make sure you're in tune with that person and you're enjoying that life scenario right there. That skill itself is going to bring, right, your management of it. It's going to just take care or embody the room, right? That's a skill that you have to develop. A lot of guys think that they're good at this stuff. Listen, man. Like everything, this is a skill. There's all the techniques that you should you develop just to make sure you become better at it. But most importantly, it's self-control. When you're going to, you know, release, you're in the action. Having self-control is a skill that you need to have. Make sure that you, your pleasure, your partner, or your wife, make sure that you take your time, right? Because what happens is, in this world, we want to just deliver things quick. You know, you buy something on Amazon, the next day it comes. No. You have to take your time. You have to develop the story, right? And that story might take, right, make sure that your partner take care of that person first. You take care of that person first. Warm up the food and go eat it. After you eat it, make sure you're full. Okay? Don't seek out numbness. Numbness means activities that are not contributing to your best abilities. Watching hundreds of videos on YouTube. Just, you know, going through the feeds on your social media. All those things are numbness activities. Don't do that. Okay? That really will put you in a place of a beta state. You don't want to be a beta state when you're in a numbness state, right? When you come out of work, you want to sit down, just, you know, be slobbing, just watch TV. Don't do that. That's numbness activity. That does not contribute anything from your life, right? And kids do that. Kids turn on the TV, play video game all the time. I'm not saying don't play video game. Hey, listen, whenever I have the time, I play a little bit of video game and I love it. I enjoy it. But that doesn't mean that you have to do that 24/7, okay? Don't seek out numbness activity, right? Because it will poison your activity. That's including porn, video, game, booze, weed, drugs, right? Drinking. All that stuff will put you in a beta state. And it's going to put you in a bad position, right? Next one, find happiness and purpose. Purpose is very important. Keystone Kids does not have purposes. Man does. You have a purpose in life. You have to just go full drive on it, okay? If you're not finding your purpose, you're missing something in life. Something is wrong. As a man, we need to always have a target. A target where we should hit every morning. Because it's important for us to make sure that when we finish our target, it's always sending us to a better place, okay? Volunteer. Volunteer your time over money, okay? If you're in a position or a job that you don't like, and you're spending from 8 to 5 or 9 to 5, and you don't like that job, you are volunteering yourself for that time because you're right now, you're negotiating time for money. And when you negotiate time for money, right, you're not getting what you want. You're giving what other people want. Don't volunteer in activities that are not face or not playing in your favor. Okay? It's important to always play on your favor. You can just become or try to be in the middle with someone, but never play in other people's favor. Volunteer and value your time over your money. Always. Always, always, always. Not money over time. Right? Time over money. And the rest will come. Okay? Stop waiting on someone to save you. And this is the new trend. Right? So we see guys, instead of just manning up, they go to the victimhood. Victimhood area, and they want people to feel sorry about them. I understand. I understand that that's a position easy to take. But in reality, no one is going to be there to save you. You have to save yourself. You have to do everything that is possible in your power to make sure that you take care of yourself. If you cannot take care of yourself, you cannot take care of others. Stop waiting on someone to save you. take mom out of the equation and even take dad out of the equation. It's time for you to man up. You're not a kid anymore. You are a man. And men take responsibility, right? And take the life of the bull by the horn. Okay? There's no space for that. If you don't do that, right, you'll be in a bad position. You'll probably be homeless. And probably you probably get, you know, God, avoid this, right? Kill. You don't want that to happen. Stop waiting on someone to save you. Don't rely on other people for happiness. This is very common, right? You have to love yourself first. Don't allow other people to determine what happening is. No, no. You're happy first. Go to a theater by your own self. Enjoy yourself. Go to the restaurant and try to enjoy yourself. I did this for years and I loved it. Right? I enjoy being with myself. First of all, having my own thoughts, thinking about things, making sure that I'm okay with myself. If you cannot be happy with yourself, there's no way you can just bring happiness. No way. Because you don't know what it is. Okay? Because you don't know what it is, there's no way for you to understand in the first place. Don't rely on other people for happiness. Okay? It is okay to share happiness, but not to rely on happiness of other people. Be prepared for a fight. That means, of course, don't go for seeking one, right? But be prepared for a fight. This means get some martial art in. Go to Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Get some boxing, right? Some wrestling. Something that will increase your testosterone, where it will control your self-control. It will control your intuition to just want to fight. Will calm you down. Will check your ego, which is more important, right? Be prepared for fight. You never know. Whether it's a gun, taking gun lessons, martial arts, boxing, BJJ, wrestling, MMA, anything that could put you in a position where you will be vulnerable to your ego. The reason you want to do that is you want to always be prepared but never seek for the fight. That's when you create ego. That's what confident people do. Okay? Be prepared for a fight. Okay? Pursue your dreams without embarrassment. F people, man. This is where you really become a man. When you say F people, you want to do it because you want to do it. That's what determines the difference between being a woman and a man. A man goes with their own purpose without relying on other people's opinion. Okay? Make sure you have that clear. Pursue your dreams without embarrassment. And yes, there's hundreds of these. The next one is, I'm going to just do this one and this will be it. Don't seek validation from nobody, especially from women. Don't seek validations. If you do that, you will become a slave. Don't seek validation from females, right? Don't seek validation for your girlfriend, co-workers, mom, nothing relying on females, right? Don't do that. It will put you in a slave mentality and you will be weak, right? Just make sure you're always in tune when the word no, and you know how to, you know, put things back to them. Don't seek validation, even from guys. Don't seek validation. Validation is a submissive state, okay? When people do that, they're always in the losing position, okay? Don't do that. With this, guys, I'm going to finish the podcast. This was the episode 150. This is your host, Paulo Lloris Vargas. The topic of today, how to be a man. How to be a man of what? Forgot how to be a man from boy. Okay, make sure that you like, subscribe, and you listen to podcast anchor.fm. I appreciate it too much. Make sure that you give a play and a share, and I really appreciate it. With this, guy, this was your host, Paulo Lloris Vargas. I'm out. Peace.